another episode of the Provocative Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you can hear that. About to open up a mask because it is good eyes. 1:40. I need some energy. I didn't have coffee this morning. I woke up. Oh, one. Damn it, I fucked it up. I can't fucking open up the cans with my nails. You girls that get long nails know what I'm talking about. This is probably the longest I've had my nails in a really long time, but I actually really like this length. But hold on, before I keep going, salud. I was really wanting a tamarindo one today. Excuse me. Okay, we can get into it. Yeah, I woke up early. Guys, I did not sleep. Guys, a Virgo person in me is just like, when I have guests coming to my house, I am just like super, like just OCD about every little thing. And like, I liked my house to be like super spotless clean. I do have ladies that come and help me like once a month, but I just like, I was like, no, right now I'm just going to do it all. Like something about me cleaning it. One, it's like therapy for me sometimes. It's therapeutic. And two, I enjoy like seeing like, oh my God, I cleaned the house. It looks so great. But Chris's parents are coming into town tonight and the house is a absolute nightmare. Like it does not look like I live here today. I have laundry folded. It's just like, I need to put it up. I've been like reorganizing things. So I have things that I need to put away just out and about, tons of laundry. I bathed the dogs this morning. I have like tons of their blankets and things to put in the wash because I like to wash their stuff every week. Because if not, it smells like little nachos in here. They have little, you know, Frenchies, they smell like little nachos. So I like to wash their beds every week. You know, we change our sheets every week. So it's just a lot that I have to do today. And I was just like, I woke up this morning, like just go, go, go. And then I kind of had breakfast pretty late. And I didn't have like my normal amount of caffeine in the morning. I didn't have coffee. So now I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of caffeine because right after this podcast, my cleaning outfit is coming on, which is like a t-shirt and some like pants. And I'm about to scrub the walls with the dry eraser. What is it? The magic eraser, not a dry eraser, which actually works, girls. I just discovered this last year, which I'm like shook because I did not ever think that a sponge like that could take off marks off the wall, but it works great for any marks on your wall. And any, like my dogs, you know, Hermes in particular, he like, when he shakes sometimes the little boogers go on the wall or something. So it like takes it all off without taking your paint off. So it like doesn't ruin things. I mean, best thing ever. So yeah, your girl is about to get on her freaking knees and scrub every like the bathroom floor. I'm gonna leave this place looking spotless. And also like my suegra is like very a clean freak too. So I just like the house to be clean. And Chris, honestly, he's the best husband ever because he always helps me clean. So he's on either vacuuming duty or something duty while I'm doing something else. So that's the plan for today. I don't even know why I went to the segment of what I'm doing today, but that's what I'm doing today, guys. But I hope you guys have had a great week. Last week, we were getting things ready for the warehouse. The warehouse is finally painted. Guys, it looks so nice, but like I still have to decorate and put a bunch of stuff up. It's still a mess inside the actual warehouse and the bathroom is still not done. So, oh, we had a little bit of trouble there, but someone stole our toilet from outside. It's a whole thing. But it should be finished this week. So I'm excited for that. But it's just been like chugging along. We went to Austin this past weekend. Chris was like filling up some of his tattoo. If you guys don't know, Chris, my husband, most of you girls know, has a full leg sleeve, but it's like, he's already had 20 hours previously done to this, this time done. And now we did some shading work. So he was like 5 hours on Saturday, 5 hours on Sunday. And it looks great. It just, you'd be like, that took 10 hours because like you look at it and you're like, it's just shading, but like, when you're there looking, you're like, damn, everything is such a process. And then your girl got a tattoo as well, a new tattoo, baby. I got a free tattoo. It's a Mexican drinking one. If you girls know what that's from, most of you girls probably do. But yeah, I got a tattoo for Chris. I've been wanting to get something for that represents him for a long time, but I didn't want to just do like his name, right? Or like his birthday in Roman numerals. Not saying that if you do have that, that's bad. I'm just saying I wanted something different. So I kept thinking like, what can I do? And it's been like like over a year, right, Poppy, that we've been thinking about like what I could get on me, like probably like a year now. And just like not wanting to rush it. Like I was like, something will, when something comes up, it'll feel right. And so Chris is a Scorpio, and I love, that's one of the things I love about him. I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, you're married to a Scorpio. Scorpios are the worst, blah, 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 blah. Just cause they're like really straightforward. But I love it. I love that about him. I like that. Those are the characteristics that like I admire a lot about him. So I was like, I don't want to do the typical Scorpio sign either. What can I do? And then I was like, what about a scorpion that represents Scorpio? And, you know, scorpions represent, power, passion, sexuality. So I was like, that's really cool. Like I wanted, I'm the one that looked it up and I showed Chris. He's like, actually, that's really neat. So the artist that did his like tattoo, I mean, he freaking did 20 hours of line work, and his line work is like, it's flawless. I was like, okay, let me ask him if he has time. And he did, he had time, and I got a scorpion on my bicep, a red one. I've been wanting a red tattoo for a long time. But I think that's it, guys. I think I'm done for tattoos. I have the provocative on the back of my, like over above my elbow. And then we will find a way to make one on my, crease of my arm. And I'm done. I'm like done. For a long time I contemplated getting a whole sleeve, but I think for me now, this is like as many tattoos as I want to get. I feel like everything represents, I'm saying that now, and I'm like, a year later, I would be like, I got a new tattoo. But as of right now, I'm happy. I feel like tattoos are that one thing that you really do got to think about. If you guys don't know, I got a tattoo when I was much younger, and I got it lasered off, and it was so painful. And it was horrible. I can't believe I did that to myself when I was younger. But tattoos are something that are on your, it's on your body for forever, and it's not a temporary thing. So you got to make sure that what you like, you really love, you feel like you're not going to get tired of it. It actually means something to you, unless you're that type of person that loves tattoos and just, you know, that's who you are. But for me, it's important that it was something that was meaningful. So I got a new tattoo, guys. So that's about all my updates for you guys this week. We came back and just been doing some work, just been working on it. But this is why I don't like to drink energy drinks when I do the podcast. Yeah, I try not to burp. And then like I breathe. I'm noticing, guys, that when I rewatch myself, I take a lot of deep breaths on the camera. And I'm just like, that's so weird, but that's who I am. So anyways, going into today's topic, I was trying really hard to remember why I came up with this topic or how, what happened. Cause sometimes the topics that I talk to you guys about on the podcast, it relates to something I saw, something that happened to me or whatever, but I can't pinpoint why I thought about this, but it's going to be talking about focusing on the present and not so much on the future. And what I mean is, I don't know what situation it was, but I'm just going to give you guys an example of a situation that for me, is something I really, really think about. And everyone's going to have their own opinion on this, but I don't like to think about my life too far ahead in the sense of what I'm going to be doing then. I'm a firm believer that things are going to happen the way that they're supposed to happen. You can't rush things, and things don't always work out the way you expect them to. I can't say that I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30 because I'm going to do this. Because it's not like 90% of the time it doesn't even happen that way, right? You can manifest it. You can manifest your end goal. But the journey to get to the end goal is always different than what you envision it to be like for the most part. And so the example that I'm about to give is a lot of people will say that they want to have kids at an early age because when they're older, they want to enjoy life because their kids will be out of the house, they'll be doing their own thing, and they'll be able to enjoy life. Whereas I think of it as, you know, and my culture too, just because you were 18 doesn't mean you, like, our parents kicked us out or you left the house, right? Hell, like, we don't leave. You know, our tradition is like, if you're a woman, you don't leave until you're married. And a man, like pretty much a mom always babies the man until he's ready to commit to having his own family. So it's like you're with your parents for a very, very, very long time. And even then, even after you leave, you're still going to be part of your parents' life. So I think about that a lot, especially like with people who ask me like, well, why don't you want to have kids yet? And it's like, well, you guys are saying you want to retire young, you want to do all these things young. But what makes you think that you are actually going to be able to do that? You don't know that. You don't know if your kid's going to require more attention of you. You don't like, I mean, looking forward to your, for your kid to leave when they're 18 is also not something that I personally want to look forward to, you know? And so for me, that's one of the main things that, that matter to me. And I always think about when it comes to thinking about so far ahead is like, you never really know what is going to happen in the future. You can't live your life on the what ifs or on this is going to happen because you don't know, or I don't want to do this now because in the future, this is what I see for myself, because it's not guaranteed. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen. You guys know I'm a firm believer in the universe and that, but like you manifesting one thing is different than saying like, this is going to happen. You need to really start focusing people. I always tell people it's important to focus on the present, what you're doing right now in this moment, and how this moment is going to affect your future, right? It's great to have these big goals, these big attributions that you want in your life. You want all these things, but and it's important to have that goal, right? In order to have to believe in manifestation. But you can't just say, I'm going to do this right now because that's going to happen. One, we're not guaranteed you're going to live until this certain age that that's going to happen. Two, we've talked about it. There's so many ups and downs in this world, guys. Things unexpectedly happen all the time that you don't know. Like you don't really know the path, the journey that you're on. So if you're waiting to do something until that happens, you're going to be waiting your whole life. And honestly, that's like one of the ways that Chris and I live. And I another reason I admire him so much is he kind of taught me that, you know, as a culture and in the Mexican household, you're taught like, you need to save money. You need to do this. You need to do that because in the future. And Chris was very like, you know, in the future, we have these plans. We want to do these things, but we're living in the now. We're alive now. We're only this age now. If there's something that you want to do, if there's something that you want to accomplish or you want to get and you have the means to do it without being irresponsible, do it now. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for things to be perfect? Why are you waiting? Things will never be perfect. You don't know. I've heard so many kids where I'm like, I'm saving this much money because I want to get this and I want to have this all together, and then something comes along and you have a kid, or this happens and that thing that you wanted or that thing that you could have had is gone. You could have had it at that moment, but because you were holding on to this image or this idea that you were going to have it in the future, you lost it. I think it's really important that responsibly you do what you want to do in this moment. Ladies, this is going to come up. You want a boob job? Get the boob job. Well, I'm waiting until after I have kids. Get the boob job now. Get the boob job when you can enjoy it. Get the boob job when you can feel your best. And if, you know, they get affected after you breastfeed, then you can fix them later in the future. It's important. And that's just one example because, you know, I feel like a lot of people told me, don't get your breasts until you're older. Don't get your breasts until you have kids, blah, 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 because then you're going to have to go through so many surgeries. And I was like, no, I want my breasts now. And it's been the best investment that I could have made. It's important for you to get the things that you want now and work towards the goal that you have. You have to have a goal, right? You have to think about what you want in the future in order to make it happen, right? I can't say I want to be a millionaire. I can't say I want to do this if I don't have that goal in mind, right? If I'm not doing the steps every single day in order for that to happen, right? It's not just going to happen. I have to have those steps. And that's where I was going to next. You can't just expect, well, in the future, I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. You also have to work the steps now in the present in order to get to that future. You still have to have that goal, that idea in mind of what you want to accomplish in your life so that you can work on those every single day. I haven't really, I sat down and saw my goals that I wrote in the beginning of the year. the other day, and they've changed some, but it was a reminder to me, and Chris reminded me this week, that I need to, you know, make sure that I have my goals in front of me every week, that I know what I'm working towards every week. Because sometimes with everything that I have going on, I get overwhelmed and I just start doing, like, not random things, but it's not organized, right? My thought pattern isn't organized. My work isn't organized, right? And when I'm organized, I produce better. I'm more productive. I make better content. I'm more prepared. Everything's a little bit more in order. When I'm disorganized, when I just wake up and I'm like, oh, well, the goal is this, but like it can happen whenever, I feel unorganized. I feel overwhelmed. It doesn't get done the way that I would have liked it to get done. So it's important to have those small goals that are going to help you reach that big goal, but it's also important to enjoy the now. You have something you've been working for a month, 2 months, 3 months on this thing. You want to go get the bag. You want to go get this. You deserve it. Get it. Bills will always be here. Things will always come up. You got to trust that you got yourself, then you'll be able to get out of it. And I have to repeat responsibly, because I don't want anyone to ever assume that I am giving unresponsible advice. But it's important to enjoy your life now, right? It's important for you, if you work hard, to enjoy the now. You're only young for a certain amount of time, right? Things come and go. You don't know how much longer you have. It's a good reminder to celebrate yourself. And I also want to, something that leads to this too is, like, just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you can't celebrate yourself. And it doesn't mean that you're unsuccessful yet. Like, you may not be at the success level at that you want, but if you guys know, I talk about it all the time. If you want to get there, you'll get there. You have the work ethic to get there. And it takes time, right? It takes a lot of work and a lot of time to get to certain places, but do not get discouraged because you're not there. I'll give you guys an example. You know, I'm about to be 30. I said that by the time I was 30, I wanted to be a millionaire. I'm hoping to God that happens, right? In September, I turn 30. I'm close. We're close. But for me to be like, I made it millionaire status, I still have a little while. And, you know, I trust in myself that I'll get there. But I'm also not pressuring myself to make something happen and make a bad decision. But throughout my life, especially the last 5 years, a lot of change has happened. And that's why I'm telling you guys this, because you guys know that I love sharing my life with you guys. And I like for you guys to know that it's not always been like my thought process. You guys know has not always been this way. It was until recently, the last 3 years, 4 years, that I was like, oh, I could possibly be a millionaire. Oh my God. And like, I could actually say that out loud. Right. But never in my life, or actually believe, I always like wanted one, but I never did believe that, you know, I told you guys that I would ever drive a Lamborghini, right? That I would drive a Lamborghini. And I'm driving that now. But it's great to see it, right? You guys are like, oh wow, she's driving a Lamborghini. But no one saw, except for close friends, when I had to give up my 350Z, trade Chris's like beautiful car that he loved so much. We both traded our cars that we love so much for a tiny white, I mean, not ugly, but come on, like a little Prius. It was an old Prius, to move across the country, basically 13 hours away from home, and take a chance on ourselves to be better, to forget about our egos, to forget about what people were going to say, and just do it for us. We were driving a Prius. We had one car for a year. Then Chris had to work and we needed another car, and he was driving an old Honda Accord that his friend let him borrow, that he bought for like $1,000, right? George bought it for like $1,000. It had no air conditioning, right? It was some late old lady's car, but she treated it so well. So the engine was great. It ran great. Guys, I had some of my best memories driving that car. I would roll up to my spin class, or like, I don't even remember what class, but I would roll up in my class with my windows down because it didn't have air conditioning, and the summer here in Houston was hot. But it was like, I didn't care what people thought, right? At that moment, it was about believing that I was capable of more, but also accepting of where I was in that moment. I knew I couldn't do things. I couldn't go and purchase a car just because of my ego and what were people gonna say. Everyone has a starting point, and you have to you have to accept that. You have to accept that it doesn't make you less than, but you're not where you need to be yet. And you have to ask yourself, what is the responsible thing for me to do right now? What is the best thing for me to do right now? Maybe it's a cheaper car. Maybe it's to downgrade right now so that I can save up money for a thing that actually matters. Maybe a course that's going to make you more money in the future. Maybe it's like, we have to make sacrifices in life in order to get ahead. There's a lot of things. I will say, like, more money, more problems is a thing, right? I make more money now, but I spend a lot more money now in bills and so many different things, right? And sometimes, like, because you, I will say, like, one of my things that I feel like I've learned along the way of making money, because you're making money, you almost sometimes think you can spend a little bit more. So you start spending, and does it add up? It does it add, it adds up so quick. And then they're like, you start to think, well, I make this money, so I should be able to get this, and I should be able to afford this and afford this. But it adds up. And I've had to take a step back and be like, damn, no. I need to make some sacrifices. I make this much money, but I also have a lot of shit I need to pay because, you know, I've prioritized my living. Now, I'm not complaining, right? I chose to live where we live. I chose to have the cars that we have, right? So my expenses are a little higher, but that means that I have to make sacrifices in other places, right? And I've kind of had to learn that as I go. But it's important to remember that we all have to make sacrifices. We had to make a ton of sacrifices, Chris and I. There were plenty of times where, you know, I would cry that I wanted to help our family more. I wanted to do this, and we weren't able to, right? Or there, I can't tell you how many times I would cry to Chris, and we would talk about wanting more freedom, wanting more time with each other. And, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about us is that throughout the whole our whole hardships that we went through, we were never like, when is it going to be our turn? You know, like, when are we going to get rewarded? We never thought that way. I think for us, it was always like, good things will come to us if we work hard. And good things did come to us, right? Like, I'm a firm believer in the way that you think, you guys know, is so important. And there were a lot of, like, maybe they weren't huge achievements, but there was a lot of small achievements that happened in our life. And the universe will send you little signals of good things, right? Like, just little things. You just have to be aware of them, right? If you're always in your constant victim mentality, you're not going to look at it, right, as a positive thing. But for us, I always took the little things, whether it was like, maybe I made a little bit more in Athlete 1 month, especially when I needed it. I, like, even if it was like $200, right, more, I took that as a plus. Maybe this happened, Chris got an extra sell that day when he was in the car business. I took that as a plus, right? We were never like, when are we going to catch our break? Because I feel like, you know, we weren't entitled to that. No one's entitled to a break. Everyone has to work hard. No one's entitled to have things. I can't just be like, I deserve, because I'm such a great person and I'm such a hard worker, I deserve to have this. Absolutely not. No one deserves shit. You work hard, and when you work hard, you can have good things. But you're not just going to have good things just because, or you're not going to have good things based on other people's hard work. You have to have that. And trust me, it's not the same. You don't value things the same when it's handed to you versus when you work towards it. So if I leave you with anything, it's one, if you're feeling some type of way because you're not where you want to be, it's okay. Make the sacrifices right now, whether, I know it may be really, really hard, but let your ego go. Make the sacrifices you need right now to get to where you want to be, but also enjoy your life now, because you don't know where you'll be, if that makes sense. I know it's a little bit hard to comprehend, but if you guys actually heard what I was saying throughout this episode, you guys will understand it. It's more so live for the moment now versus what you're going to be doing in 5 to 10 years, because you don't know. And that's how I live every day. I'm very cautious. We're very cautious. We, you know, we save money. We're very cautious of, you know, the future. It's an important thing to think about, right? But we're also cautious of we're living in the now. If there's a vacation you've been wanting to take, save that money and take that vacation home, girl. If whatever it is, you deserve to live your best life now, and not a life where you're waking up every day and not knowing why you're doing what you're doing and unhappy with yourself. So I just kind of wanted to share that, because I'm telling you, I don't know what it was. It was something I saw, and it was just like, oh, you got to work your ass off for the future, for the future, for the future, for the future. And I'm like, I always like, I think it was also a money thing. It was like, oh, you got to have so much money in your bank account. And I'm like, for what? I was like, for 15, 20 years from now, I'm like, for you, first of all, you don't know where you're going to be in 15, 20 years from now. You don't know if you're going to be with the same. Some people don't know if they're going to be with the same person 15, 20 years from now. And you're sacrificing all that. You're sacrificing your happiness, everything for 20 years so that you're not. So for what? You don't know what things are going to happen. So live responsibly, but also do the things that are going to make you happy right now. So that's all I had to say. I'm going to finish up my mass. I'm going to get to work. And then we're going to have a busy weekend with Chris's family. So I hope this episode resonated with you guys. And I want to say I got so much love on last week's episode too. I'm so grateful for you guys. You guys are like the sweetest. So thank you guys so much. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.